For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colplugo. Today in Columbia,
with the students' best interest in mind, I am declaring a state of emergency and will take over the direct management of the Williamsburg County School District effective immediately.
State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman cited financial mismanagement, systemic program issues, and poor student academic performances for her decision to take over Williamsburg County School District. Spearman said she believes education is an issue best served on the local level. Her department has attempted to work with the school district since the 2014-2015 school year. She said the district's failure to address issues caused it to lose funding that was meant for its most vulnerable students.
The district has failed to address substantial, systematic issues that have resulted in its loss and redirection of over $600,000 in federal funds that should have been used to provide specialized instruction to students with disabilities.
Spearman has appointed Dr. Rose Wilder to serve as district superintendent effective immediately. A new study suggests opioids are responsible for a soaring number of premature deaths in South Carolina. According to the study, opioids accounted for a 600% increase in premature deaths. It also ranks South Carolina 9th in the nation for highest rates of years of lost life among people 20 to 55 years old. Sarah Goldsby, the director of the State Department of Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Services, told the Greenville News the data should be a shock for most people in the state. The state's top educator has declared a state of emergency in Williamsburg County School District. Superintendent Molly Spearman today said financial mismanagement plus systemic programmatic issues and poor academic performance led her to take over management of the district. Following the declaration, Spearman appointed Dr. Rose Wilder to serve as the district superintendent. A man could spend the rest of his life in prison after authorities accused him of planting multiple bombs around upstate South Carolina. 27-year-old Wesley Ayers of Anderson initially was charged with possessing an unlicensed firearm, but the United States Attorney's Office in South Carolina earlier this week filed additional indictments charging Ayers with possessing and transporting explosive materials with the intent to cause injury. Authorities launched an investigation in January after a man was injured by a package he found at an intersection. Ayers was arrested in March. The former wardens of a Lowcountry prison are suing the state, alleging they were made scapegoats for an inmate's prison break last summer. The Charleston Post and Courier reports former warden Joseph McFadden and associate warden James Blackwell said they were unfairly blamed and disciplined after Jimmy Causey broke through a fence with wire cutters thought to have been delivered by a drone. Neither McFadden nor Blackwell were on duty at the time, and an audit revealed only trivial shortcomings. However, both were cited for negligence in the line of duty. Their lawsuit alleges State Department of Corrections Director Brian Sterling and other officials targeted their jobs rather than taking responsibility for larger systemic failures. A spokesman for the agency could not immediately comment. The state Senate narrowly voted down a proposal that would have barred state health plans from covering abortions for victims of rape or incest. The chamber voted 23-19 today to kill the amendment after Senate Democrats threatened to hold up the entire budget process. 2 months out from the Republican primary elections, Governor Henry McMaster and challenger Catherine Templeton have each amassed war chests far greater than their contenders. Five candidates are running for the GOP nomination. The most recent campaign filings show McMaster and Templeton each have more than $2 million cash on hand, while challengers John Warren, Lieutenant Governor Kevin Bryant, and former Lieutenant Governor Yancey McGill each have less than $270,000 cash on hand. During the first 3 months of 2018, McMaster raised $741,000, Templeton raised $558,000, and Warren raised $660,000. A new college basketball tournament is set to be held in Myrtle Beach. The Myrtle Beach Sun News reports an ESPN representative announced today a new Myrtle Beach Invitational will take place at Coastal Carolina University and will feature 8 teams. The tournament is set for 3 days in November and will be nationally televised. And North Myrtle Beach fire personnel yesterday detonated a Civil War-era explosive found behind a home. Shaw Air Force Base technicians determined the explosive was a 3-inch Parrot round from the Civil War. North Myrtle Beach fire personnel detonated the ordinance yesterday and posted the video to the official North Myrtle Beach Fire Facebook page. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.